Hi. We are doing our report on the role of women at war during World War I. And this report is being done by myself, Lee, Megan, and Brittany. Okay. So, women's contribution to war. To help the war effort, many women joined the Red Cross as nurses. While they were in the Red Cross, they rolled bandages, knit socks, and worked in military hospitals. Most of the women were wives and mothers of soldiers of all classes. 2,400 Canadian women took jobs in military hospitals as nurses to care for Allied soldiers, those accompanying the French and military forces of the 1800 and 1900 century. Cooked, did laundry, sewed, and administered the sick, and if necessary, assisted in wartime operations. Women organized the home defense. Women signed up to drive ambulances, run clubs, and fill canteens for soldiers on leave. Some nurses lost their lives. Some nurses were decorated with for valor and awarded Red Cross medals. Nurses were wounded and severely died over the seas and are buried in military cemeteries far from home. Women also harvest grains and other crops for food and survival. Women went overseas as members of the Voluntary Aid Detachment of the Red Cross.
Women's role before the war. Before the war, women had little rights. Women did not have the privilege to vote. In the mid-1800s, women in Britain began demanding the right to vote. The first demands received little support. In 1918, British women over 30 years of age were granted the right to vote. It wasn't until 1928 that women over the age of 21 were allowed to vote. Women's most dominant role before the war was to stay at home. Women were adored for their beauty. Their position and status were directed to maintain the annual duties of family and children. These duties consist of caring for the house, caring for the young, cooking for family, maintaining a yard, and sewed clothing for all. Just before the war, women were beginning to break away from the traditional roles they played.
Women working in factories. Women worked in the factories. By the late 1915s, most men went to war and that women had to take over their jobs. Labor unions fought hard against hiring women in factories. Women were paid half the wages of men and working conditions were sometimes dangerous and unhealthy. Thousands of women worked long hours filling shells with explosives. Accidental explosives were always at risk. Little effort was made to ease the change from working in the home to a workplace. Few employers provided child care for working mothers or even set aside toilets for female workers. The message was as soon as the war was over, women were expected to return to their traditional roles. Women also held many jobs besides working in a factory that was traditional men's work. They assumed positions of doctors, lawyers, bankers, and civil servants. They went to work for pay. Harvesting grain, ran business, and driving trucks were all common jobs for women to take. Because of the war demands, roles of women changed and they had new attitudes. By the end of the war, more than 30,000 were working in munitions factories.
The woman role after the war. Although women enjoyed playing male sports like baseball and basketball and ice hockey, after the war, they were not allowed to do that and they were forced to return to their old jobs. After the war, European government showed some appreciation of the women's efforts. Most gave them more legal rights. By 1941, the first women's services were created as auxiliaries to the air forces and the army. Recruits draws from more than 6,000 members across the country. Women became unhappy with their traditional roles. They did not want to be limited to housekeeping and raising children. They wanted to be able to participate in government and have the right to vote. They believed in getting the vote would be bring greater equality for women and allow them a more active role in public life. After initial success, they were disappointed. By 1920, they had won the right to vote in federal elections and provincial elections. Provincial elections. In the 1920s, women started enjoying greater participation in society than ever before. Women enjoyed many male-dominated sports and activities such as basketball and ice hockey and baseball. Because of women's involvement in World War I, they've helped gain the freedom that women hold today. This is Lee Brittany and Megan reporting on women's role. Where's the stop button?